you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
So there it is in front of you. An employment opportunity notice from a company you really want to work for in your area of specialization. Obviously, your next step is to update your resume and send off an application, right? Hold on just a second. Before you go sending in your resume, you might want to first do a little due diligence just to make sure the job of your dreams isn't really a nightmare in disguise. The working hours could be bad, your supervisor could be difficult to work with, and so many other potential problems. On today's program, we provide a few tips to help you determine if that new job offer is right for you. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. Tip number one, find an employee and talk to them. What better way to find out about a company than by asking people who actually work in it? This might take a little initiative if you don't already know anyone, but it's as simple as going to the company when people are leaving and asking someone. People who don't work directly for the company, such as security guards or custodians, are good resource persons. They can tell you things such as how often the company changes staff or the personalities of individuals working there. Tip number two, pay close attention to the requirements and duties listed in the job ad. A job description that is very specific and outlines very clearly what you are expected to do is typically a very good indicator of a company that has established procedures and organizational structures. On the other hand, descriptions which are vague and limited suggest that the company is still in the process of building its structures and procedures, and that employees may be required to do much more than they expect or are even comfortable with. Tip number three, pay attention to the look and design of the company. How a company looks is indicative of the effort the management takes to make its staff comfortable. If you walk into a workplace and see dilapidated furnishings and a generally unappealing physical environment, it stands to reason that all may not be well at that company. Tip number four, ask what it takes to succeed at this company. If you're lucky enough to land an actual job interview with a company, this is one of the best ways to determine if the company is a good fit for you. Ask the interviewer what it takes to succeed at the company. Pay close attention to the answers given because they indicate what employee attributes are valued. If the answer is along the lines of burning the midnight oil, it could suggest that long hours are expected. Or if the answer focuses on meeting targets above all else, it could suggest an impersonal approach to management. Either way, it's up to you to decide if you can thrive in such an environment. Tip number five, pay a visit. If it's a company that allows persons to go beyond the reception area, then drop by and get a first-hand look and feel for how the organization is managed. Try as best as you can to glean if they offer the kind of workspace that is conducive to your productivity. Is there the sound of casual chatter or is there silence? Do people have personal effects on their desks or just work-related objects? Are the walls colorfully painted or is it a drab, unimpressive color? After absorbing all that information, then you'll be at least a little more confident in deciding whether you want to join their staff. Tip number six, check social media. Most organizations nowadays are all trying to take advantage of social media and will probably have accounts with the various social media websites. As part of your research, you should visit the social media pages and check the customer comments. These can provide useful insight into company procedure and policies. The frequency of customer complaints or commendations may show how efficiently the staff operates, as well as the values expected from them. Remember, a company with a good public image doesn't automatically make it a great place to work. There is no way to know for sure, but you can increase your chances of finding a job with an office culture that suits you by doing your research. So ask past employees, pay close attention to job descriptions in ads, take note of the company's design and look, check its social media, pay a visit where possible, and find out what values are prized. All these things should help you find a work environment that suits you. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.